Can we put our hands together for the one who will never leave anyone behind? Jesus is the one who will never leave anyone behind. Lift your voice and just thank Him. Say, Father, I thank You because You are a faithful God who will never leave anyone behind. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You are the one who will never leave anyone behind. We lift our voice to worship You, Lord. We lift our voices in praise. We lift our voices in adoration. Oh, we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody just lift your voice and worship Him for His loving kindness. 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 He's the one who will never leave anyone behind. Anyone behind. Anyone will not leave behind. Father, we worship You today. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Ancient of Days, we bless Your name today because You are faithful. And I thank You because Your loving kindness is better than life itself. Thank You for what You are going to do in this meeting this morning. Thank You for the move of Your Holy Spirit. Father, we have gathered, Lord, speak to us and grace us afresh with the spirit of obedience to Your instruction. Lord, let us be empowered to obey that which You shall speak to us. And there shall not be any that will leave here the same again. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout amen, somebody. Oh, as I shout amen, somebody. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. You may please be seated on top of your enemies. Glory be to God. I want to welcome you all to this glorious service today. And I trust the Lord that every one of us are going to encounter God in new dimensions today in the name of Jesus. There shall not be any that will go back the same way you have come in the name of Jesus. Now, as 2020 is drawing to a close, as 2020 is rounding up, I would like to admonish you and I that it is not time for you to say it is over. I watched a documentary some time ago, and in that documentary, they were doing analysis on plane crash. And based on the statistics that have been gathered so far by Boeing, the American company that manufactures planes, they discovered that most of the crashes that take place, in fact, over 50% of plane crashes occur during the takeoff or the landing period. In that research, they realize that 14% of plane crashes occurs during takeoff. During takeoff. And that takeoff period is less than a minute or so. During the takeoff period, especially the final takeoff period, 14% of the plane crashes occurs during that time. But a whopping 43% of plane crashes occurs during the landing process. During the process of landing, over 43% of it occurs during the landing process. So it simply means that when it is time for the final descent of most planes, a lot of the things go wrong. Now, how does this apply to you and I? Because some of you will say, well, Pastor, I'm not going to enter plane so soon. I want to relate this to the end of the year that is taking place. January, a lot of us take off. And the success people see in the year, also the 14% of it can also be said, depends on how you take off. However, just like the plane, let's use that same statistic to say, 43% of how the year turns out depends on how the year ends.
how most people end the year. You realize that when the year is running to an end, people lose focus and some just give up and begin to look to the next year. The next year comes again, some will take off very well, some shabbily. But when the year is also running to an end, most people care less on how their year ends. So you see that a lot of fastings, a lot of prayers, a lot of research and zeal goes into the beginning of the year. And you see less of such activities happening towards the end of the year. That is why I want to say to you, how you end 2020 even matters more than how you started it. Don't crash land in 2020. Don't crash land your destiny as the year is closing. Some of us already believe that nothing can happen, so you are stop praying. It does not take God 1 year to bring a turnaround to your life and mine. In fact, within 1 minute, a man's life can change for the better. So who says something great can still not happen before the year runs to an end to you? Why are you already looking past 2020 into 2021? Who says it has come to an end when God has not said so? So I want to encourage you, just as what you did for some of us in the beginning of the year, it's time to also do it towards the ending of this year and believe God for a fresh visitation even before the year runs to an end. And one of the ways you can see a fresh turnaround even as the year is coming to an end is by engaging in fasting and prayer. Engage in fasting and prayer. For most people, they don't like to fast and pray. But I will say to you, if you don't like to fast and pray, it simply means you are not ready for the visitation of God. You know, in the book of Mark, Jesus gave a word to his disciples. And he said something that was so interesting there. The Bible said that they came to him and said, in Mark chapter 9, verse 28, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast that devil out? Why is it that we could not deal with this devil? And Jesus gave them an astounding answer. He said, this kind, in verse 29, goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer. There is something called a fasting empowered faith. Fasting empowered. Fasting and prayer empowered faith to deliver results. It is not enough for you to just say, I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. I have faith. But your faith must be empowered also through fasting and prayer to deliver exceptional results. Some of you don't expect me to preach this during this time of the year. You are used to having it during January. But I'm saying to you, it is not yet over. I told our leaders, I said, we are engaging in what we have not engaged before as though the year just started. And we meant it. I meant it with every ounce or every fiber of my being. Towards the end of the year already, we are seeing more results than even the beginning of the year. What we have seen so far, we have not even seen anything yet. What we have seen so far in the beginning, towards the end of this year, we've not seen it at the beginning. Because I just believe that something great can happen. Because the Bible says, the end of a matter is better than the beginning thereof. It will come to us as the former rain and the latter rain. So there is something called the latter part blessing. And for those of you who like jollof rice, you know that sometimes the bottom part of a soup or the bottom part of a good jollof rice is sweeter than the top part. Women can agree with me on this. that when you scrape that bottom part, oh my God, it's like all the good things have come together to work together for good at the bottom alone. That is how it is. That is how it is. I want you to rise up with only anger in you and say, I will refuse to crash land in 2020. I will land well. I will land well. And one of the keys, this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer. If there are issues of your life that you have carried over, there are things you have believed God for this year that you are yet to see, and you are not, don't give up. It can still happen. I said it can still happen. And it will still happen. I said it will still happen. I said to somebody jokingly, I said this morning, for the past 5 years of my life, I can tell you what my weight is. I've stopped measuring my weight. Why? Because the lifestyle I live has made my weight revolve around a certain figure. I will not tell you. If I climb the weight, if you doubt me, bring your weight, I will tell you what I will weigh. You cannot be eating your destiny away and expect a supernatural turnaround. What you can get is what you are getting. Strength and physical power results. But for you to get supernatural results, you must engage in supernatural activity. And one of the activities that you cannot rule away in your life is fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. I cannot remember, at least in the last 5 years, when I ever ate 3 times a day. I can't remember. Why should I eat 3 times a day? A week will go by, for some of us will never even fast. 1 full week. Hey, 1 week. Monday to Sunday, you will not even lay down yourself to see God's help, to see different results. And you are going to work every day, sweating like no man's business. 1 week can pass by and you will not fast. Is that how you are living your life? It is a dangerous thing for a Christian to live for 1 full week without fasting. It is an abnormal way to live your life. You will be terrorized. I'm telling you the truth. During the coronavirus period, I saw it as an opportunity to grow my capacity to go deeper and to even eat less. I remember one of those seasons, I was praying for about 6 hours in my sitting room. Just moving in the sitting room. 6 hours. Just moving like this in my sitting room. And just moving for about 6 hours. Fasting. I just knew that this season of coronavirus, a lot of destinies will be robbed. And my own is not robbable. My destiny, it cannot be coronalized. No corona can take the vision of 2020 away from me. So I decided, this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer. So I decided to engage in fasting and prayer. I don't need the coronavirus, even though I was with my children every day, I cannot remember playing with them full day. It was always in my study, praying. And one of those days, as I was fasting, then the Lord spoke to me. He spoke to me. He said, this is your business. One, as I have 3 business centers. I have one at ShopRite through Lewe. I have one at Oniru on the Victoria Island. I have one on Admiralty in Lekki. And the one of Lekki has been there for 5 years. Oniru was just barely 1 year old. Surulere has been there for over 3 years. And the Lord gave me a direction, said, this Oniru and this Lekki, get a new place in now and merge them into one place. I said, yes, sir. He spoke to me. I care less on what anybody thinks. When the people in my Oniru area heard, they said, this is madness. They've never seen such a thing before. You came here in less than 1 year and you are moving out. You see, the problem with most of us is that we pay more attention to what people are saying than what God is saying. Most of us have no clue of what God is saying. No wonder our life is not yielding the desired results. My rent had not even expired there when I said, I'm going to move. The 2 places I had valid rent. I think the other place, my rent is even going to expire there this December. Or this November, ending of December. It has not expired. I moved over 2 months ago. But because God said, move now, I don't need to ask him why. One person saw me and said, oh God, Are you sure nothing is chasing you? Because the moment they said our offices should resume, I moved to work, got a new place, told the people I'm merging these new two places together into one. And that was it. Now, this last NSAS looting that happened, everything about my life will have changed. The only one that the Lord told me to move, the NSAS hoodlums went there, they ransacked the entire axis of most of the electronic stores there. Buggled them or looted them, vandalized them. Then they went to the other place I moved at Lekki. In fact, the way they destroyed the burglary, you would think it's war. They didn't have power, they didn't know I moved away from there. They entered the place, attacked the safe, destroyed everything inside that one of Lekki. Then they realized that this Apple store is not here. Then they looked at where I was, they saw the place. Then they went there, but this time around, because it was under divine instruction, they hit the burglary, they could not break it. They broke the glass, they could not see enter. One of them even broke the window to try to enter. It could not enter. They came the next day. They still did not succeed. Then when I heard, I said, look at what was happening. God saw what was going to happen. And he told me, move now. Imagine that day. What I was doing was just to be eating my ogbono neighbor. I'm watching Netflix. I have Netflix in my house. I cannot remember the last time I ever stayed 2 hours or 1 hour in front of a Netflix film. I'm telling you, why should I be Netflixing my future away? Imagine that Netflix was what I was doing that day. Then something would then happen and the whole place would have gone down. Everything would have gone to zero. Then, why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? Let's get serious, people. Generation of Esau cannot become a nation forever. Those who love food, they have expiring day. Whose God is their belly? Whose God is their belly? So I'm challenging you that 2020 is still full of opportunity for you and I if only you will pay the price of seeking the face of God. I am challenging you this week. Set yourself aside and fight for your destiny. I said, Lord, I refuse to have a carryover in this year. It may look unimaginable, but with God, all things are what? Possible. With God, all things are possible. In Acts chapter 13, something fantastic happened there. By Acts chapter 6, the church was so blessed. You read of the story of Ananias and Sapphira already. That they were even selling properties. The church was a mega blessed church. 3,000 in one day, 5,000 in one day. A church of over 10,000 people. But by Acts chapter 13, something began to move in their spirits. And the entire church gathered together again and said, let us fast and seek the face of God. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, the Bible said, As they fasted, the Holy Ghost said. That means as long as they were eating, the Holy Ghost was not speaking. The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul. That direction was only going to come when they engage in the discipline of fasting and prayer. There are some directions you will never get until you subject your body to the discipline of fasting and prayer in order for your spirit man to be empowered. A man with full stomach will find it hard to hear God clearly. The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Saul and Barnabas. And do you know that that ushered the church into the next level that we are still enjoying today? That fasting and prayer produced Saul. They sent Saul out. Then we now have the book of Romans. We have the book of 1 Corinthians. We have 2 Corinthians. We have Thessalonians. We have Ephesians. We have Philippians. Which other one do we have? 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy. All these books will have been missing in the Bible if not that they separated themselves to fast and pray. And God gave them direction. Paul would have just remained a choir master or somebody in the church, and they would not have known what to do. You cannot imagine what is missing in your life now because you are not ready to lay down yourself. You are too busy to fast and pray. Too busy to fast and pray. You see, do you know why the room is quiet now? People are not clapping because this is not sounding like a good news already. It's not sounding like a good news, right? Young people don't like this. It's old people that know the value of this. But I'm telling you, it's the way to go for every child of God. It's the way to go for every child of God. Don't let anybody deceive you. There are levels you will never enter into until you fast and pray. Well, the good news is, from Tuesday, we are going to start this fasting and prayer. Tuesday to Friday, I want you to come and fight. Unusually on your knees before God for new levels in 2020. Don't worry about 2021. 2020, something great can still happen. It's not over until God says so. Yesterday, we had something that we're supposed to do by 29th of November, which was cell replication. When I was chatting with our leaders, I was telling them that next Sunday, I was running so much that already under heaven, I thought that next Sunday was 29th. It was when I finished talking to all of them and all of them became confused. Then I had to go and look at the calendar and say, 29th is still just 2-3 weeks ago. I'm just running full blast that 2020, I will not crash land. I want to trust God and believe it also. So I want to encourage you from Tuesday, engage in it. Reevaluate 2020 and ask yourself, what are the things that are meant for this year? And tell yourself, with God, this is possible. With God, I will fight for this. You cannot die of fasting. Fasting is not what kills. It's hunger that kills. And before hunger can kill, you yourself will know already. The reason why I don't fast is that anytime I'm fasting, you know, something do in my stomach. That is called laziness. That thing is called laziness. That bulu we are telling is laziness. There is no time I'm fasting at my, God is very humorous. Anytime I want to fast, oftentimes it happens that the day my wife prepares some of my favorite meal, delicacies, and I'm about to eat, then you hear the word, you are fasting today. And I tell my wife, I'm fasting now. Why did you tell me before? Say, God did not tell me before. But me and God, we have an agreement. You can always tell me at any time. Yesterday, when I began to wait upon the Lord, and my wife went to go and buy something that I love, I looked at the thing, and that guru began. I said, no, I'm not an Easter generation. But for some of us, God, pardon me. This plantain, if I don't eat it, I don't know how my flesh will be doing me. This plantain, and we have eaten the plantain now, then the plantain has started eating us. May that not be your portion. This week, I want to encourage you, let's depart 6:30 to 8, then every day 30, you are going to have a special moment for yourself where you will go on your knees and pray before the Lord. There is always a higher level. It was around this time last year I met Bishop Oyedepo in person for the first time in my life. And the Lord sent me to him because it was time for another level of results in my life. But that morning, I was not sleeping. I woke up around 3 a.m. I was praying. We just finished GWIC and we're celebrating it already. Then God was saying, it's time for another thing to happen. And at around 5 a.m., I was just there praying. Say, stop sleeping like this. Stop sleeping. You are sleeping. How can a Muslim finish praying before you wake up? Think of it. Somebody has woken up at 5 o'clock. You are still snoring. And you want to outrun that person. A juju man will be there doing his shrine. 2 a.m. You are still sleeping. And I say, no weapon form against this apostle. Every tongue that wise against me is judgment. He's not going to condemn not all. cross over the Jordan, your leg will swell because there is no inner power. There is no power there. There is no power. When God looks at your spirit, the only thing we will see is your mascara, your eyelashes. And that eyelashes, no matter how many you put there, cannot scare the devil. You think the devil has your eyelashes? You have put it so big. I saw one eyelashes the other day, it's like Shield of Faith. Even the person carrying with the eyelid knows that is the problem. She was looking like an Indian woman. I said, it's not my fault to carry this. You could, you know, some people's eyelids are carrying weight because of the eyelashes. When she wants to do, what is that? It's not my fault. You have carried something that even is too heavier than your eyelids. You think it's my eyelashes won't attract the right person? Eyelashes will only attract satanic lashes if you don't take time. Let us separate ourselves to fast. Tuesday to Friday, take out time this week to fast. You are going to see new level of glory. Fast so that you don't have to fast. Pray so that you don't have to pray. That day when the Lord told me at 5 a.m., rise up now, go to altar. I'm going to cause you to meet my servant David Oyedepo. I never knew it was going to happen. No appointment under heaven. No, nothing. And I entered at his office that day. The Lord said, go and meet this person. And that day, that was it. Then he called me, prayed for me. Somebody that I've never, I only look at him from a far distance. From that day to this, and my life has not been the same. One hand is enough for me. The rest is on my in my closest place. Where is your place of prayer? What is in the place of your prayer life now? When God looks at you, too many, some of you, you can finish the system. You finish the system. Season one, I come and see Akia Popo. You know, Akia Popo was jumping like this. Come jumping like this. Season one, season two. I know Nigeria can read season four. Season one, season two, season three, part season one, part one, season two, part five, and you are there remoting it. Then you now say, God, give me a job. See, you have already employed yourself. You know, you have already employed yourself. That you are now a Mollywood producer. Just change your name because the film that you have been producing in your house, let it pay you. Stop complaining, you have a job. Season one. Recently, on my Apple TV, some people came to my house. They released. I was the one that told them about that new release. I just stumbled upon it. Maybe one of those nights I was with my wife. Then from that day, I watched that movie. That was the end. I was asking my wife, what happened? He said, And he said, all these people, they have finished all the season. About season four. I said, what? Even me that I introduced them, I did not finish first one or second one. They are season one, part one, season two, part one. And they have all the time when they are not on honeymoon. Now it is time to send resignation letter to your Netflix, to your YouTube, and get involved in the work of prayer. If there is anything you take away here, this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer. But by fasting and prayer. What I am enjoying today is a product of fasting and prayer. Came home that day, saw my wife, things were so bad. Cooking, now we don't even have pot in the house. We were using bakery pan to cook, to eat. And I looked at this, I said, no, this is not normal. We had a bakery, and everything had nosedived. So even to even avoid pot, our house had no curtain. No curtain. No, we cannot even afford to put a curtain there. And now, no pot. Now, the bake pan is what we're using. I told my wife, I'm not coming back to this house, something changed. I carried myself, locked myself in a room away, fasted and waited upon the Lord. Then on the third day, the Lord first told me, this last computer that you have, go and give it as a gift to this man of God. The last computer under heaven. And I went to go and show it. Then came back to that same place. Then on the third day of that day, I remember, then the Lord showed me a vision. And I saw the Apple logo. And the Lord said to me, you are moving from the Windows line to the Apple line. I said, Lord, I don't know anything about Apple computer. And he said, it will help me. Sir, I started out in the world of Apple business through the power of prayer. All I had was a signage. Apple technician and Apple sales and support service center is now here, and I put it there. The customer will come in with their computer or their iPad. Those days just started. Then I will carry it to the office. Oga, now you say make I start to. And all I know is that you shall lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall what? So when the computer is faulty and God has said he will help you, what should you do? I'm telling you, you see, you cannot say this to the natural man. It looks like tales by moonlight. And I will lay hands on the computer in the name of Jesus. Computer, come out. And when he refused to come up the first time, I will slap the computer. I will slap that phone out of it. And the computer will jump out of it. Now I can see. I'm telling you, that was how I began to raise the initial capital for that business. By slapping the computer back to life. You cannot say this outside. You can't say this outside. It was 7 years later I had to travel to U.S. to perfect the skill and the trade and the certification. But when I started, there was no... Even Agege, I never went to that time. This season, the help of God will locate you. Yeah. All that God requires from you is the discipline for you to... Well, let me say this. Some of you are okay where you are. As long as you are okay where you are, God cannot change what you are changing for you. What you celebrate, God cannot take away from you. The level you enjoy, God cannot change it. So as long as you are okay, I'm sure some of you have spent 30 years in that house, so you are the chairman of all the tenants. But that doesn't still make you a landlord. They call you daddy, in the house that you are rented. They call you daddy, and say, you, where did you come? I know where you are. And you can even say that, I know where you are born in this house. I was here before you were born. Hold on. You can say that? Well, congratulations. That is a certificate on its own anyway. At least, longest tenant is a certificate. But I think I'd rather be a new landlord than to be a long tenant. So if you are okay where you are, please don't join this week. Don't join. If you have no hunger, don't join, because God only satisfies the hungry, not the filled. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be what? Filled. Even those who are watching me at the various viewing centers, if you don't believe me, if you are okay with that, because you have 500,000 in your account now. Oh, 500,000 is a lot of money. You don't need to join. You are okay. We will meet at the other side. But for those of you who look at themselves and say, Lord, there is still room for more. Lord, there is room for more. These are the people I'm talking to this morning. And I'm saying that 2020, you will not crash land. You will land well. It will end far better than the way it started for you. Where only three people are saying amen. 2020 will land far better than it started for you. In the name of Jesus. If you are the one, shout amen. How many of you will fast and pray this week? How many of you believe that there is room at the top for you? Now may the God who is the head of all, this week, lift you up to your next level. May the God who is the head of all, this week, lift you up to your next level. May the God who is above, take you from this current level to your next level, in the name of Jesus. It will happen practically this week. So get ready Tuesday and Thursday. I want to encourage you, some of you have never fasted 3 days marathon. You can try it this week. You can try use water. You can try just eating fruit for 3 days. You will not die. If you die, call me. I will come and raise you up. Have you overturned? You know, finish. If you die, just call me. When you die, say, Pastor, I'm dead. Oh, drop the phone. Anywhere you are, I will come and raise you up. Pastor, I used to look at fast. Now I'm dead. I promise you, I will appear. And I will slap you back to life if you continue that fast. But this week, God will show up for you. This week, God will show up for you. Now, today is a special day. In that, today is our Mega Harvest Sunday. Hallelujah. Do you have the clip of the Mega Harvest? At least I think this year is better because now we are more digitalized. And by the way, our studio is ready. Our broadcasting studio is ready. Amen. Thank you all who supported our broadcasting studio. Our last set of broadcasting equipment, I think one of them is arriving this week also. This evening, you are going to see some of the... I did a production in one of our first production in our studio. Some of you will see it this week. You see, all these things answered not but to fasting and prayer. Huh? Now we have a studio, and we are still having more. We are having more. So when you start seeing some broadcasts out there, so those of you who have digital skills, you cannot be in this church and say you cannot. You are still analog. But there's a problem. You have to now go to the digital era. By the end of next week, by God's grace, you will see that when our service is starting online, somebody will be appearing online and say, now join me in the service, and the thing will be able to switch inside. And, you know, quite a number of things are taking place. The God of harvest is blessing us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, this evening by 4 p.m. is mega harvest. Amen. Yeah. Now, when we celebrate mega harvest, what are we actually celebrating? What are we celebrating when we celebrate mega harvest? We are celebrating the cell system. Mega harvest is a celebration of the house fellowships, the various chapels, and the various cell systems that we have in church. That is actually what mega harvest is about. Okay, these are some video highlights from, these are some of the people that represent Spain last year. I know some of the people at home may not see this, but I believe they can see it also. And these are people from Spain last year. And we had some people from Agape Chapel. Where are they? I think those are the people at the beginning. Okay. These are the Chinese people. Chinese are very fragile. Very fragile people. Everything's gentle. Now, thank you. You can take it off the screen. Now, in developing more of our love for Jesus, in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Said, this is the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord. It was not a suggestion. Now, that means our love for God can be developed and should be developed. Now, how do we develop our love for God? One of the ways to develop our love for God is to love His house. Love the house of God. Love the house of God. So, in loving God more, which is the title of my sermon now, in loving God more, you love God more by loving His temple, by loving His house. Now, Haggai chapter 1, and look at what Jesus, the Lord, said to them. Verse 7. Or let me start from verse 5. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Let me start from verse 2. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying to these people, say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house will be built. Verse 3. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? And this house lie waste. Verse 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 6. Ye have so much and bring in little. Ye eat, but have not enough. You drink, but ye have not. You are not filled with drink. You close yourself, but there is no warm. And the earnest, you earn wages, but earnest it and put it in a bag with holes. Verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 8. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. God was reacting that, you see, you have abandoned my house to build your house. Is it time for you to leave my house? And you are doing well, building your career, building your business? Say, no, you are earning wages, but you are earning little goals. Why? He was judging their attitude towards his house. Anywhere the name of the Lord is called, anyone that loves God should be involved in seeing that it's moved forward. I believe some of the things that the Lord is doing for me today was the opportunity He gave me to serve in His house. Perhaps I did not know where I would have been today if not for that revelation that when I became born again, get involved. There is nowhere that is called a church, even if there is four people that are there, that I will not be involved in seeing that place be moved forward. Because the commitment to the church is the commitment to God Himself. That is why He called it my house. My house shall be called the house of prayer. My house. One of the problems that people have is that they see a man and not the house of God. So some people, yes, God does nothing without using a man. Every move of God is ushered in by a man. So if you have a problem with God using a man, then you have a problem related with God. Because this treasure is being placed in earthen vessels, said the word of God. I remember as a young boy, I had my first car, got three. And I was in a particular church then. And the opportunity came. They said, the church said, oh, they are starting a mission work at Olabisi and Umbanjo. I'll go away. They're starting a church there, Mini Campus Road. And they are looking for somebody to go. And me, I don't look like a pastor. I was just a brother. And there was another person who looked very spiritual. Very spiritual. But the problem was that there was no way for him to go there. So I volunteered. My car is available, sir. My car is available. So are you sure? I said, I'm sure I will drive this there as long as Jesus allows me. No problem. So I became a driver of my friend. He's the pastor. I'm his friend. We are very close friends. And I would drive him Friday or Saturday to Agowi, Mini Campus Road. The church was meeting in somebody's room. When I got there that Sunday, after 2 Sundays, I said, no, the church cannot continue to meet here. The church cannot continue. We would all be sitting on a bed. I just had that love for God. How can the church be meeting here? Do you know why? Because, you see, those who forget that it is God that gives them power to make wealth, the wealth gets into their head and they forget God when they are blessed. Some of you have forgotten what God has done for you. Today, that's why you can be so full of yourself and say you will not do anything for God. Sir, if people have master degree in conductor, I have it too. I had it. Not I have it. Because that's a ticket that I've lost it. I had it. I can conduct any BRT mode rail. I was a professional conductor to the call. Professional conductor to the call. I can drop at 100 kilometers per hour. If you try me, buy a bus. Only that it's late now. It's too late now. I'm telling you. If you see me those days, singlet and shirt, trouser. And to be a conductor, you must have that scary voice. You learn it. People go to school for things. Conductors also go to school to learn that voice. Think that they just left and woke up and that voice came. And you have to know how to shout without taking Vicks Lemon. Baba Blue. And I will be there. Rushing people in. Collecting money. That was what I was doing for a living. Before Jesus brought on around. In the night sometime I will be at Ikeja bus stop, sir. I will be there. I will carry my younger one, our last born in the family, and I will do like this. And I will say, she will hold my hand. You cannot imagine it. That was the life Jesus rescued me from. They dare to get the bus off. He can't tell you to turn on the bus after the other beginning. I just don't know.
Ah, they never caught me.
Oh, I believe it was the mercy of God. I'll be there. I don't trust my sister. I don't know anything else. So as they are giving, even the blind will see when the money draws. I'll be there. I can tell how much job in that place, even though my eyes was closed. Don't be there. I don't know. And you only pay. And you have to know how to beg so that even the most wicked person, when he hears your voice, will at least drop 10 naira. But some of you, if you are fast there, maybe man will have died of hunger. Because some of you, even super glue cannot remove anything from your hand. Hey! You see, that was the life Jesus rescued me from. That was the life. Gamasku in a place called Ojodu, where you have the Gamasku police station. Till 12 sometime I'm there selling bread. Selling bread, running after one bus to the other, trying to sell bread. At the end of the day, you may not even sell anything. And when the MC, God have mercy on us, some of the things we have done. If the bread spoil, I know how to revive a bread without taking it back to the baker. How can my bread spoil? Where will I get the money again? I will not tell you what to do to it. It's only when you smell my 7 days bread, it will smell like as if I just bought it from the bakery. And it's fresh. Only that when you now get home, I'm sure that you will save cost to me. Blessing cannot come. Because with that freshness, when you just put your teeth, you will not go back. You will go back. I'm telling you. These are electric coated bread. You cannot eat it. The bread will be spoiled inside, but very fresh on the outside. It's a miracle. That was the life Jesus rescued me from. Then I now have a Guthrie. I will say I will not serve God. So nobody in that organization could comprehend why I drove for 3 years without collecting fuel money. Why I would drive to Agogoji for 3 years plus without even asking them for 50 kobo to fuel the car. The church moved from that place to a place called Ogas Hotel on Mini Campus Road. I was praying. Then my friend made the greatest mistake, I believe, of his life. He did not know that loving the house of God is loving Jesus himself. He got an admission letter from him. He applied those days, I think, they were doing satellite campuses. So there was one Instagram satellite campus at Jibo. And he applied there, and they gave him admission. He had not even stepped into that school for one day when he went back to the church authority to say that, now I'm resigning. Send somebody there. Is it wrong to go to school? I am not an illiterate, I am educated. But you see, your love for God must not be something that you can easily discard. Some of us, we easily, at the slightest thing, you discard God. God has no relevance or value in your life. That's like when some of you don't even come to church, you feel that you don't owe anybody anything. But if you don't go to work, by 6 a.m. you started calling, sending letters. Because for the house of God is nothing to you. So when the guy said he was not going to go again, they wanted to close down the place. I said, no, not as long as I'm alive. I'm not a pastor, I was just a brother. But I said, I will go. And they said to me, nobody will follow you. I said, I will go. What if I'm doing a master's degree course there? I have to go every weekend. I will go. That was how I became a pastor by chance. And Friday or Saturday, I will leave. I have my office at the Kenya Computer Village. I will leave every Friday night or Saturday morning to rush to that mini campus so that I can do visitation. It was one of those days that robbers attacked me. And they were struggling with me there also. Shot into my car, but Jesus saved me. That never stopped me. When people heard that, you see, the robbery attack was published in the newspaper of the school campus. They called me Jezbon Pastor. Because they were chasing me. I was chasing them. At a point, I was able to make a U-turn and face them. And also ran into them. Shot some of them with the car. You know, when you watch too much movie, you can also practice it. When the police came there, they were surprised. How did this happen? I don't know. Some people said, now don't go to that place. I said, what if it is where I'm earning my daily bread? You say, because armed robbers attacked me, I should not go again. It never stopped me. It never stopped me. Sir, do you know what happened? That 3 years happened to be the most, the foundation for unusual prosperity that I never prayed for. You see, I was just loving God. I was just loving Him. I moved that church from that August hotel to a place, the hall was bigger than this. We go after all the students. Go after all the students. Every Saturday I'm there. Leave Lagos early to go to Agowet for evangelism. Go back on Sunday night. I was just going after God. Going after God. In one day, I went to Alaba, bought all the instruments for that church. Some of the pastors who were pastoring under branches in that church became so jealous. They assembled, and do you know my crime? My crime now was that I was spending too much. And that means that I must be stealing from the church offering. So they audited all the accounts of the church. They could not see. Then some people came up with another theory that it's because I want to start a church that I want to take the church. So they came there, they saw the church, and said, "But brother, you know all this thing you are doing, you can transfer you away from here." I said, I know. And the day came where I was moved away from that place. Now, from that day where I hear it, I got to Lagos and said, "Now you have been transferred." From that day I heard by mouth that I have been transferred. Even the room I rented to save hotel costs, I never stepped foot there. I have never stepped foot from that day till today in that Agowoye Road. I don't even know how to get to the place again. I gave up everything in that room. I had to prove to them that it was not about selfish interest, it was about kingdom interest. Listen to me. If you want to serve God, you must learn to look beyond man. To recognize that the one you are serving is not your pastor, but you are serving God, who will reward you accordingly. When I was starting that place, I had nothing called property. By the time that 3 years, I've had not one, not two, not three, not four, not five properties. Property became like bread and butter. Favor to get property was coming. One land seller looked at me one day and said, "He liked my Nokia communicator phone." I said, "I like your land. Give me a plot of land." He gave me a plot of land. He was so foolish. And I also gave him a Nokia phone. Even Nokia has collapsed today. That property is worth millions today. Millions today. It was the favor of God that was befalling his foolishness. That's what became landlord. And I'm still landlord today. We are still building today. Today we are still building. I never prayed for building for once. It all started by renting that hall with my money. Not asking the church for 50 kobo. I just want it as a blessing. As a blessing. Jesus said to Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Who are you?" Because he saw that he was persecuting the church. Jesus said, "I am the one you are persecuting. I am the one you are persecuting." On this mega harvest Sunday, I want to tell you, it is time to give your all to the house of God. Don't let the devil deceive you. You see, all these pastors, they are chopping money, They are chopping money. It's been over 10 years. I have never earned 50 kobo as salary in this church. Over 10 years, not one kobo of this church has missed with my personal finances. Not one. And it will never happen. And please, you know, I'm the man of God in this place. So just sign a check and give it to me. The Holy Spirit said you should sign a check and give it to me. Even when they are counting the money, I don't go there. I audit everything. I don't. What? It's not my money. You think it's about the money? I will never forget where he brought me from. And it is not today we start doing wayo to now earn money. But when you see me hold the offering basket, you will think there must be something in it for me. Maybe they will give me commission. I have secured property for this church. I have secured a lot of things for this church. There is no single contractor that can ever say that I have asked him to add one kobo on the money, then you come and give me back. Never! And that day will never come. What is money? What is money? Loving God is more than money. Amen. Amen. So I'm encouraging you on this mega harvest Sunday. It is time to become dedicated. Love Him with your heart. Love Him with your soul. Now it means your mind, with your intelligence. Love Him with your strength. be involved in things that makes you tired for him. And you will see. Now, there are two types of churches. The church is divided into two. What we call the temple church and the house church. Or what we call the above ground church and the underground church. Both are very important. Now, most people have belonged to the temple church, which is where you are now. And in Acts chapter 2, the temple church had over 3,000 in one day. But that did not end there. There is something called the house church. In fact, let's go to Acts chapter 2 very quickly before we close. Acts chapter 2. I would like to read something for you about the from the book of Acts chapter 2. And we'll move to verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about how many? 3,000 souls. Verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from where? House to house. Two churches. Temple church, house to house church. Temple church, house to house church. All these two culminate in your spiritual development. Now, What are the blessings of the house church? Why must you belong to the house church? Number one, the presence of Jesus is guaranteed in the house church. Matthew 18 verse 20. Why you must belong to the house church? Well, in this church we call it Royal Care Fellowship Center. Why you must belong to one? Number one, the presence of Jesus is guaranteed. Matthew 18 verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst. Number two, it ushers in Obed-Edom order of blessing. The house church ushers in Obed-Edom order of blessing. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought the ark of God from the house. From the house. The ark of God was brought from where? The house. So the house church brings the ark of God into your house. And when the ark of God is in your house, the blessing also manifests. This man, they wanted him to die. Because somebody touched the ark and died. So David said, who is it that when he dies, we cannot feel? When the person dies, we will not feel. They said, oh, that man is called the servant of Edom. He's a servant. And they took the ark of God there. Because David never knew how powerful it was for the ark of God to dwell in one man's house. And a servant became a rich knight, a rich person within a short time. During the coronavirus period, when the church was on lockdown, our underground church continued. Some people were afraid. Say, I don't want Corona. Yeah, it's good to be cautious. But you see, there is something about the obedience that ushers in blessing. Some said they don't want it in their house. I thank God for all those who open their houses for people to gather every Sunday during the lockdown. Not one of them had coronavirus. Not one of them ever regretted it. But those who allowed fear to shut them down, where are they today? Some say, I don't like anybody invading my privacy. My privacy is so special. By the time this person comes, that person, how can I allow? Is that what you have just said? Did you just say that? No, did I just hear you say that? I don't want you invading. You are calling Jesus invading your privacy? When Jesus said, when they gather, I am there in their midst. Between now and November 29, I want every one of us as a church to get involved in the house church. Get involved. Let there be a house church in your house. Fight for it to be your house. We were having so many meetings during the coronavirus in my private house. I have never hosted people in the history of my life than the way I did during the coronavirus. But do you know what happened? I stand under this. I have never, the kind of blessing also that followed, I have never seen it. Because that time, I don't want them to just come and also go like that. Even out of my mouth, we were not going out. I asked to give the people some refreshment. Give the people some refreshment. How can they come and they will go like that? And the barn of grain never run dry. Because you see, God is a covenant keeping God. In this season, the blessing that comes with the ark of God, may it manifest in all your houses as you welcome this ark into your house in the name of Jesus. Today, ask them when we gather, I want a fellowship in my house. I want a let Jesus invade my privacy. I want a fellowship in my house. In my house, let there be a fellowship there. Let people gather to shout, this is that day. Let them gather to live prayer for in my house. And let me see the devil that wants to invade the house. He is not a covenant-breaking God. He is a covenant-keeping God. Are you with me? Number three, it enhances your ability to preach and teach. The house church will build and enhance your ability to preach and teach. Now, if you have to wait until the day you hold this microphone, it may be very hard for you to get there. But when three people are gathered and you are supposed to be their teacher, you will be forced to say something. Even though you have the manner, now they, you to ask questions, they are asking you questions. And they ask you, who is the mother of God? You say, I will get back to you. The Holy Spirit will give me mother of God, I will get back to you. Then you go to your Bible, who is the mother of God? You are looking for the grandmother of God. You yourself, now you are going, you are, you know, interested. Then you begin to ask questions. Ah, then someone say, no, God has no mother. He's called Elohim. The one who was not, who exists without being created. So you go back to your fellowship. Praise God, my people. I want to tell you by divine revelation, God has no mother. You are not teaching. You are teaching and preaching. That is what God wants to you, for you. You start small. I learned how to preach from fellowship centers. Start small. Start small. Start small. Until today, I still enjoy teaching small groups. I see it happening to you this day. Before 29th of December, you two must have a place you are teaching somebody. You tell yourself, hey, my chapel leader, I'm also available now. I know, you see, let me say, some of you say, oh, I don't know how to read or write. Which school did Jesus went to? In fact, by the book of Acts chapter 3, and Acts chapter 4, the Bible said they took knowledge of them because they were unlearned men, but that they have been with Jesus. There is a way Jesus will refine you. Some of the people that you see doing well to church today came here not knowing how to read or write. But the glory of God is that not one of them have remained the same. Why should you allow the lack of not being able to read or write? If they know that I cannot read or write, they will laugh at me already. If they laugh at you, what will happen? No, what will happen? If you cannot read or write, you collect the message. Say, please give me the audio. And you listen to it. Listen, 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 listen. I remember one of our pastors today. He's still one of our best products in this church. When he came, could not read or write. But he was the first. He has been more productive than those who can speak quick English. Hello, you know, my name is Cheryl. My name is Cheryl. With all your grammar, you cannot even lead one fellowship. But hey, if you want to, you can say, my name, nah. And when he gathers the children, they will laugh at him. But he has produced leaders in this church today. When he started the drama ministry, he could not read or write, could not speak well, yet he organized the first state drama in the history of our church. Today he reads. Today he reads. But he did not allow the devil to shut him up. Your season of being shut up is over from today. Between now and December 29th, November 29th, I mean, let all of us, I want to see, when I go around, every one of us involved in the house church, in our community, let's be involved in building the house church. submit your name today. At the mega harvest, you see people saying, we need new fellowship center, we need new leaders. Submit your name. Let them train you. Let them deploy you to the field. There is no one that serves God and becomes useless. No one. Hallelujah. How many points do you have? Number four, it ensures no one is neglected. It ensures no one is neglected. Acts chapter 6 verse 1 says, and in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Last Sunday, one of our members had an emergency. I did not even know until the people that she was under, two pastors were already there with her. Boom! So when I said, and they come in, sir, this is what is happening to this person, but we are taking care of it. And you know, what if she was not in the house fellowship? What if she does not belong? And she was trying to get me. What if you can always get your pastor on the phone, it means that man is not serious. A pastor that is always on his phone is not a serious pastor. Why should you be on the phone all the time and not be in place of prayer and study? If you call me after today, if when I finish this, you try to see me, you will not see me. You will see me there. Not because I want to run away. How can you come for evening meeting and you not come with it? You not go with testimony? You think it's just to come and dance? How can you come for an evening meeting? Even though it is God bless you that comes out, it should be God bless you. So I should be there watching movie and praying. You cannot see me after this service. I have to go lock myself up, wait upon the Lord, so that when you come in the evening, something will drop because you have not come to watch a Superman. Because I cannot even fly in the first place. If you are coming to watch a star, James Bond is a better star. Superman is a better star. But the person you want to meet is Jesus. And he must show up. But he will never know around us. That means that the church is shut down. No. That's it. I could not reach me on the phone. But the lead, all she needed to do was to reach the leaders. And that was it. One of the leaders told me that one of the people in church, the man has been coming with his wonderful wife and baby for about 5 weeks. Nobody visited them. Neither did anybody even say hi to them. If not for the love of Jesus in the heart of such a person, who would want to stay in a place that nobody visited you after 5 weeks? Nobody come to say hi. No, that is not what God wants. This is why we must strengthen the community churches. Strengthen the church in the house so that nobody will be neglected, because everybody deserves to be loved. If I'm to go to everybody's house, including those who are watching me online now, you don't know how long it will take. Maybe 1 year. We are more than 365 in our total attendance. So that means if I go to everybody's house one day, every day for 1 year, I will still not finish it in 1 year. Amen. But the leaders are doing a great job. Put your hands together for Jesus. Finally, it enhances more prayers. More prayers. More prayers. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now, the church was praying for Peter to be released. But look at what happened again. Verse 12 of Acts chapter 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house. He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many gathered together praying. The church in the house was interceding for Peter, and the angel of God showed up. We cannot depend only on the church. The prayer we pray here every Sunday. There needs to be more prayer at the unit centers. When you see people come around this evening, you see them coming out from different groups. I don't know. Those who had refreshment, those who work, I don't know how the thing happened. But the leaders at those centers cared for other people. That is why today is called Mega Harvest. You will see the power of our church in display this evening. The love and the unity that exists in the house church is what we are coming to experience and celebrate this evening. But this is the season we take it to the next level. And God is going to use you. I said God is going to use you. God is going to use your house. God is going to use you. Between now and November 29th, you will be part of the new house church leaders that are emerging in this season. In the name of Jesus. You will say, Pastor, I don't know I can preach like that. I don't know I can preach. But now, even without anything, they'll start calling you Pastor. Pastor Babaji. Pastor Babaji, they will start calling you there. They'll start calling you Pastor because why they have started receiving from you. For it is more blessed to give than to receive. I see this blessing that follows those who love the house of God. The blessing that overtakes those who love the house of God, that make them move from strength to strength. May that blessing overtake you all this season in the name of Jesus. Can we stand to our feet, put your hands together for Jesus? Lift your voice and say, Father, help me to love you more. Lord, help me to love you more. Lift your voice and pray for more of the love of God to fill your heart. Pray for the love, more of God's love to fill your heart. Pray for more of His love to fill your heart. Pray from the depth of your heart today. Father, I pray that you help me to love you more. 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 More than ever before. Oh, pray, pray. Just pray for the love of God. Where is the keyboardist? Where is the keyboardist? I need the keyboardist on the stage. On the keyboard, please. Lord, let your love fill my heart afresh. Let your love fill my heart afresh. Let your love fill my heart. I pray for the love of God. Pray for the love of God. Pray for the love of God to fill your heart afresh. Pray for the love of God to fill your heart afresh. Pray for the love of God to fill your heart afresh. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me to love you more. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the book of Ezekiel, he said, I sought for a man. Now say with me, Father, in this season, anoint me for your use. Use me, Lord. Use my voice. Use my talent. Use my resources. And use my house for your glory. Lift your voice and ask the Lord to anoint you. May He not pass you by. May He not pass you by. Lord, I'm available for you. Use me. Father, use me. Father, use me. Lord, I am available for you. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me, Lord. Help me to be a builder of your house. Help me to contribute my quota in the building and expansion of your house. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Use my resources. Use my energy. Let the Obed-Edom order of blessing locate me. As I serve you this month, as I serve you, as I make my house, myself available for you, let the Obed-Edom order of blessing be my portion. Let the Obed-Edom order of blessing follow me, overtake me, manifest in all my endeavors in the name of Jesus. Pray from the depth of your heart. Lord, I'm available. Use me. I am available, Lord. Use me for your glory. Use me, Father. 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 Help me to be a builder of your house. To contribute my quota in the building, in the advancement of your kingdom work. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In every generation, God is always looking for those that we will use. Today we are benefiting from the effort of people like John Wesley. We benefited from the effort of people like Archbishop, late Archbishop Benson in Dahosa. They did their court. We are benefiting from the effort of men. A truck driver like Apostle Ayo Babalola, who had no education, but yet said, Lord, I am available. Look at what the redeemed Christian Church of God had become today. From the availability of one, permit me, illiterate man who could not even write A, God had to draw the name of the church for him. Yet there are people who are carrying certificates all around. God passed them by because they didn't love Him. Do you know what Nigeria will be today without places like Redeem or CAC? Today they've got to be with the Lord. It is now your turn and my turn. It is your season and my season. He said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I have no personal agenda in what I'm saying. My dream is to do my quarter, that the next generation, if Jesus tarry, will also benefit from our effort today. So I want to say, Father, lay hold of my weakness and turn it to your strength. Anoint me for your use. In the name of Jesus, lay hold of my weakness and turn it to your strength. Anoint me, Lord, for your use. Lift your voice and pray and talk to God. Whatever represents a weakness in your life, lay it down. Whatever is making you afraid to work for God, lay it down. Lord, lay hold of my weakness. Anoint me for your use. Here I am, Lord. And lay hold of my weakness. Every weakness is confronting my life. Lay hold of it today. Anoint me for your use. Like John Wesley. Like Barakita Yami of the Redeemed Crusaders of God. Like Apostle Babalola of the CSC Church. Lord, here I am. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now this is a week of fasting and prayer. A church that is not fasting will remain a crawling church for life. A Christian that is not fasting will crawl, will become easy purpose for the enemy. This can't go out not by fasting and prayer. He said, I will pour upon them the spirit of grace and supplication. The first time I fasted 7 days marathon, I've never done it before. But when that grace came, I did it. I gathered our leaders, including 12-year-old, and I said, we are going on 14 days marathon fast. They've never done it before. But the grace came upon them, all of them did it. We did 21 days without food. Even a 14-year-old among us, 16-year-old, did it then. And we are still standing today. Lord, this week of fasting, engrace me to fast and pray. Let there be revival on my prayer altar. Whatever has taken prayer away from my life, I rise above it this week. Every weakness is confronting my fasting and prayer life. This week, I rise above it and grace me to fast and to pray. This particular week, lift your voice and pray for yourself. Ask God to engrace your life with special ability to fast and to pray this week. With special ability to fast and to pray this week. And grace me to wait upon you this week. And grace me to wait upon you this week. And grace me to wait upon you this week. Let there be revival in my prayer life. My altar of fasting and prayer. Let it be revived today. Let it be revived today. Let it be revived today. In the name of Jesus. Let it be revived today. This week, I receive grace to fast and to pray. That I will end 2020 as a high flyer. I will end 2020 as a high flyer. I will not crash land in 2020. I will not crash land in 2020. So the grace to fast and to pray, I receive it today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now lift up your two hands and sing this song with me. I want more of you. Lift your hands and just tell him in the song. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, is the more I want to know you.
Jesus, more of you. Sing it one more time from the depth of your heart. Hey, I want more of you. Lift your hand and ask for more of Jesus today. Jesus, know you, oh, is the Jesus, more. Now, may all those who desire more of Him be filled with more of Him now in the name of Jesus. May all those who hunger for more of God be filled with more of Him now in the name of Jesus. Every gift that He has bestowed upon you, but because you have not used it, now in hibernation, may that gift be revived in Jesus' name. May your divine ability come alive again in the name of Jesus. May you be the solution, the answer to the problem of this generation in the name of Jesus. May your light shine even beyond Nigeria in the name of Jesus. May people who have died without Christ now know Him because of you in the name of Jesus. May your life be engraved to wait upon the Lord this week. Now, as you become involved in the house church, as you join forces with the Lord Jesus to start to build the house church, to take the gospel to the communities, care for the children, care for the needy, care for the left in the village, may God anoint you to be mightily used this season in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, between now and November 29th, I pray for every houses that will welcome the house church in their places. I pray for every houses that will welcome the fellowship center in their place. That when people gather there to praise your name, let their own testimony burst forth in the name of Jesus. Every house that people will gather to praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus this season, may that house become blessed in the name of Jesus. May that house become a location for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. May every challenge confronting that house, from the day people step in there, may that challenge be over for life in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you use this one. Use their education. Use their illiteracy. Use their literacy for your glory in the name of Jesus. Now, everyone who desires to do but are constrained because of one ability or the other, whatever that is needed in your life for you to be mightily used of God, today, may heaven bring it in abundance to your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, in this church, within 6 months, raise new millionaires that will build houses for you. Lord, put money in the hands of those who will advance your kingdom in the name of Jesus. God is raising new millionaires. Father, anoint those who desire to use their wealth to advance your kingdom. Now raise them up from today in the name of Jesus. This past week it was discovered that a group of people has spent $780,000 on Boko Haram. $780,000 was discovered in United Arab Emirates that a group of people are sent for terrorists to continue to operate in Nigeria. Well, they have spent that for evil purpose. Now I pray, those who will spend money to give Bible out for free, Those who will spend money to break tracks, those who will spend money to advance the kingdom of God, may God raise them up here now. In the name of Jesus, may He not pass you by. Thank you, because this prayer is answered. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now all eyes bow and all eyes closed. If you are here, you are not born again. You do not know Jesus. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. In all our viewing centers too, you know that you do not know Jesus. Jesus came to give you life, so that you don't have to die or pay the price for your sin. You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want God to remit my sins. I want to be born again. Just place your hand on your chest. I want to quickly pray for you. Now, place your hand on your chest if you want to give your life to Jesus. I know some of you are doing that right now, the various viewing centers. Now, say this word after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to be born again. Today, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash all my sins away with your precious blood. Today, Lord Jesus, now I ask you, come into my life, reign in my life, Lord over my life, and let your life, the fullness of your life, take over my very life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for those who have prayed this prayer from the depth of their hearts. Wherever they are, Lord Jesus, fill them to overflowing. Let this one be a living testimony for life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you have done. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Church, can you celebrate what God has done right now? If you just gave your life to Christ, everywhere, maybe you're online, you're watching me right now, at the various viewing centers, I want to encourage you, please, meet any of the pastors at those viewing centers, meet any of those leaders, indicate that you have just given your life to Christ, and they will be sure to take down your details. If you are here too, just when they are filling, just indicate on your card, or get a card when we are welcoming the first timers, indicate that you are giving your life to Christ. We will be sure to pray for you and to follow you up. Can you please put your hands together for Jesus? And if you are not at the various view centers, you are watching from home, please send us a mail at rgcihq@gmail.com or info@rgc.ng, and we will reach out to you. Church, can you clap for Jesus one more time? You may please be seated. Glory be to God. Now, as we prepare to close, it's time for us to bring our substance to honor the Lord. Now, I want to say this. I was startled when I heard how much people are spent on Boko Haram. To take away the peace of a nation, or a nation, some people came together and they have spent so far $780,000. Almost $1 million. Just to foment trouble. Just to make sure that people die. In this church, you know that we have no obligation than to use the money that God blesses us with for the advancement of the kingdom. When you give, you are not giving to sponsor my lifestyle or my clothes or anything. I don't buy any of those things from the offering of this church. I give like any other person gives. It's on record, I'm one of the highest givers in this church. I'm one of the highest givers. I give not because I'm the pastor. It has been my culture even before this church started. So today, as you give, I want you to know that you are giving not to advance Boko Haram, but to advance the kingdom of God. So give generously. Give generously. Since we knew the importance of the online church, we have been spending millions to make sure that this, our online service, is as almost the same as. By next week, you will see some new changes we are bringing by the grace of God, if those equipment arrive on time. Because we realize that now, there are some people, the person who was greeting us the other day from Belgium, cannot take a flight to come to Rila Gege. But he's watching for me. He must have a good experience. Even like those of us. And it is your money, my money. And once again, I want to thank all the Air Force partners
who have been helping to improve the online and showing that we are buying broadcast equipment. By the time we see some of the things we did in our studio this week, it is nothing but the partnership of the Air Force people. The Air Force people have been giving towards the online church to make sure that the experience is better. I cannot tell you we will be spending more. But thank God for this group of people who have been helping. You can be part of it today. So when you give, why do you become a Royal Air Force member? When the service is going on, you have a Facebook account. Like our Facebook, like our YouTube page. When the service is going on, you can create your own watch party. So that those who do not like our page, who may not know where, 1,000 naira a month will go a long way. Each service we do now, we spend about 6,000 naira on data. About 6,000 naira every Sunday on data, because we are broadcasting on 4K now. We broadcast on high definition. So before we used to spend labor, now data alone every Sunday is about 6,000 naira. And some people have been giving towards it. When I said some people have been giving to us, I remember that now one of our brothers, maybe God will touch him, who was at MTN. Maybe he will tell MTN to now be giving us free broadband every Sunday. Now, I will not tell you so that you don't go and meet him for data after the service. All right. But the thing is that we pray for it. So I want to give with a grateful heart. Give with a lovely heart. Give that you are advancing the kingdom of God. So if you brought your tithe, you want to give your tithe, you want to pay your tithe, can you stand to your feet as I pray with you? Tithe prayer. Either you are transferred online, you want to transfer right now, you want to give right now. Tithers, minimum of the 10%. People, can you stand to your feet as I pray for you? Thank you. God bless all the tithers. God bless you. Father, I thank you for every tither that those who are giving the tithe, minimum of 10. You said they should prove you. They are proving you. Now, Jesus, honor your word in their life. Let the devourer remain perpetually rebuked in the life of this ones. Let the heavens remain open over every tither. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, can we stand as we give our offerings? Let's stand as we give our offerings. God bless you. Now, can we please stand as we honor the Lord with our offering? Lift up that offering and thank God for the ability to give. Thank God for the provision to give. Acknowledge Him that is the one that giveth you power to get wealth. Lift your offering and appreciate Him now. Thank Him for this offering. Thank Him because He will increase you to do more than what you are doing today. Your level is changing even from today. Lift up that offering and thank God because He has counted you worthy to advance His kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we are partnering with your kingdom as we give our love offering. Good measure, press down, shake it together. Running over becomes our portion even as we honor you with our substance today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shout amen, somebody. All right, ushers, please guide us as we take our offering.
Everybody testify you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testifies you are good. You are good, Jehovah, hey, everybody. You are good, everybody testifies you are good. You are good, Jehovah, hey, everybody. Everybody testifies you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testify, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Hey! Awesome God.
Awesome God.
Awesome God.
Awesome God.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
We give you praise.
You are
highly better.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for this Jesus. You may please be seated on top of your enemies. Now, before we close this service, I want to welcome those who are worshiping with us for the very first time. We want to welcome you to the royal family, where God is making people royal. And there is no way you join the royal and you remain a slave. So if today is your first Sunday, either online at the various viewing centers or in this place, can you just wave your hands to me? Wave your hands to me. Come on, put your hands together. Wow. Please help me welcome them at the various viewing centers too. Help me welcome those of you who are welcoming. Somebody check that for me. Hallelujah. If you've been handed over the welcome package, please, you may please be seated. If you have the welcome card with you, please be seated. If you've not had it, please just remain standing. Somebody wants to give you the card. Ushers, can you please let the card, welcome team, let them have the card before they are seated. Now, I want to welcome you to the royal family where God is making people royal. And in this church, I want to let you know that when we see you from today, there's a special way we greet ourselves. When we see you, you hear us say, I am royally graced. Then when we say to you, I'm royally graced, you say, so am I. And when we say, I'm above only, you will repeat, I am never beneath. I am royally graced. I'm above only. Oh, come on, put your hands together for them. Now also, we have what we call the 3-to-3 rule. Three things you should expect from us as a church, and three things we also expect from you as our new friend and new member today. The first thing you should expect from us as a church is that your spiritual well-being should be well taken care of. And as a church, we have every morning 6 to 7 prayer that we use to intercede for all our new members and new converts alike. And you can be sure that every day, prayer is being sent your way and to you. And you can also join that Rise to Glory, 6:30 to 7 a.m. every morning. So when you are filling that card, please give us your WhatsApp number. If you don't want us to add you, just say that, don't add me. But if you don't say that, we'll add you to the WhatsApp number. Every day you see the link of that Rise to Glory dropping on that number. You will join the prayer room and you will join the many other people who wake up early morning to pray. Because when you pray for others, the blessing of God comes upon you. Amen. Then also your soul and your body is also our responsibility. That is why in this church we have a daily devotional. Because the Bible says that be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you see that daily devotional called Royal Banquet is served hot and fresh every morning and dropped on all our social media platforms. By 2021, we will start the hard copy, but right now we are back to the digital copy, and that digital copy is made available very hot from the oven. Every morning, you take it, you meditate on the word, and you are empowered to be a victor in your day. And so tomorrow morning, you start seeing it being dropped. Please avail yourself. And your welfare is also our priority. That's why I want to encourage you to be part of the Royal Care Fellowship Center. And this is a month for the Royal Care Fellowship Center, so it's a good time to be there. So this evening, of course, all our fellowship centers are assembling in church for what we call International Mega Harvest Sunday, which is people are coming from, they are representing most continents, all the continents of the world will be represented here by 4 p.m. today. If you come late, you will not get a seat, because people, this place, you can be sure will be overflow. Because people are coming from all our viewing centers and branches also to be part of this wonderful event that they are showing on the screen right now. So I want you to avail yourself of it. 4 p.m. we'll be back in church. But from next Sunday, all the various fellowship centers will be there. Even at that, somebody will still be calling you today to let you know where you belong. So that when you come today, you will not be lost in the crowd. Amen. Now, what do we expect from you?
We expect you to be part of that fellowship center. We expect you to be part of our midweek service. We also expect you to be part of RGI. Now, we did not say because we are having a mega harvest on the cancel our RGI. After the service, our RGI class, Believers Foundation class, which is just a 3 weeks class that will empower you to be a full-fledged member, to know everything about the church, to do your water baptism, to know more of God in this house, takes place every Sunday after service for just 45 minutes, and it's still taking place today. So after the service, please avail us 3 Sundays, and you are a full-fledged member. Amen. Church, are you happy to see these wonderful people? Please, can you please clap for them? Hallelujah. So church, remember that from Tuesday, we are engaging in fasting and prayer. Like I said, you should not crash land in 2020. You will land well and cross over well in Jesus' name. Give it a fight. So how do we fast? You can fast from morning till 3 p.m. You can fast from morning to 5 p.m. But I'm enjoying you to go the extra mile to do. You can even fast for 3 days. For those of you who desire to fast for 3 days marathon, all you need to do is that you can use water, you can use fruit. Instead of breaking every day, you just use fruit to energize your body, energize your spirit for those 3 days. And talk to God. Now you pray about His kingdom first, because He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So the first thing you pray for when you are fasting is not yourself, but the kingdom of God. Pray for more people to be saved. Pray that God will use you. Pray that God will anoint you. Then, you then pray concerning your desires for 2020. Give it a fight. God will show up. And you will end this year well. In the name of Jesus. Can we say a louder amen? Can we stand to our feet as we share the grace in fellowship? Next Sunday is our special anointing service. Amen. If there's going to be an anointing service next Sunday, everyone will be anointed for next level result. Because you have fasted the whole week. Now you are coming for the anointing on Sunday. Try and come with your own anointing or get one that you can use to anoint your children after the service. Because this anointing service will bring forth signs and wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now can we take our faith confession? Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Want to go? I'm a royal. I'm a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. The thing I'm not showing on the screen, so some of our first timers may not see it. So say with me, I am a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in Christ. It's my year of laughter. Say with me, I know no sorrow. My joy knows no bound. Say with me, there is no room for sorrow in my life. Hallelujah. Say, I remain victorious. Hallelujah. As you go forth today, the Lord will make you laugh, and all thy years shall rejoice with you. Say, as you go forth today, the Lord will make you laugh, and all thy years shall rejoice with you. I am royally graced. I'm above only. God bless you. Make a new friend. Do your dissipation. The Lord engrace you.
Like you, the only one I could look to. You're teaching.